With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting Florida residents are repairing the damage caused by Hurricane Milton and cleaning up debris. The storm smashed through coastal communities, tore homes to pieces, flooded streets, and spawned a barrage of deadly tornadoes. At least 16 people are dead, but many are relieved Milton wasn't worse. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says there's a lot of debris after the storm.
Probably not as much debris, quite frankly, as I anticipated 48 hours ago when you were looking at what the storm was doing, but you have a lot of debris. If you have debris interacting with power lines, don't mess with it. People will come and be able to get that handled.
Florida's tourism industry began to return to normal Friday with Walt Disney World, Universal Orlando, and SeaWorld reopening. Since Israel launched its ground invasion of Lebanon, Israeli forces and Hezbollah militants have clashed along the border while the Lebanese army has largely stood on the sidelines.
As Israeli troops had made their first forays across the border and Hezbollah responded with rocket fire, Lebanese soldiers withdrew from observation posts and moved around 4 miles back. On Friday, a spokesperson said 2 Lebanese soldiers were killed and 3 others wounded in an Israeli strike that hit a building near a Lebanese army checkpoint in Kafra, Bint Jabil province. And on October 3, a Lebanese soldier was killed and another injured in an Israeli strike in Tabor during rescue operations. I'm Charles de Lethesma.
A military investigation concluded 2 U.S. Navy SEALs drowned as they tried to climb aboard a ship carrying illicit Iranian-made weapons to Yemen because of glaring training failures and a lack of understanding about what to do after a fall into deep, turbulent waters. This is SRN News. Evangelicals for Harris could be facing a lawsuit.
The Political Action Committee is using clips of the late Billy Graham in attack ads against former President Donald Trump. But the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association says Graham liked Trump and the use of his image to attack the GOP nominee is a violation of copyright law and could trigger a lawsuit. Billy's son Franklin has decried the ads as well, pointing out that his father never criticized any politician publicly, offering only prayer and counsel if it was desired. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Jews around the globe began marking Yom Kippur at sundown. It's the Day of Atonement, the most solemn day on the Jewish calendar. This year, Yom Kippur takes place 1 year after the deadly Hamas attack on Israel. Since then, there's been a surge in anti-Semitism. Jonathan Greenblatt of the Anti-Defamation League says there's been a lot of soul-searching in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Wholesale prices in the United States unchanged last month and a sign that inflation may be returning to something close to normal. That after years of pressuring America's households in the wake of COVID. Americans' outlook on the economy soured just a bit after 2 months of small gains. University of Michigan's Consumer Sentiment Index slipped to 68.9 early in October, down from 70.1 in September. Canada-based TD Bank will pay $3 billion, that in a settlement with U.S. authorities, who say the institution's lax practice allowed significant money laundering over several years. Wall Street today, heavy gains for the Dow, S&P, and the NASDAQ. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at srnnews.com.